This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. With stops in Haiti and Cuba and on a course for South Florida, Hurricane Matthew is on a Caribbean cruise that will likely disrupt the plans of millions of people from South Florida all the way up the Atlantic coast to parts of South Carolina. Take a look at the track of the storm. The Category 4 storm has winds of 145 miles per hour. The governors of Florida and South Carolina have issued states of emergency. In Haiti, among the effects of the 2010 earthquake that killed 300,000 people, is a broadly weakened infrastructure, and thousands of people are in harm's way. Nathalie Jolivert is a Haitian architectural designer currently living in New York. And from Port-au-Prince, Laura Sewell is an assistant country director for CARE. Laura, what's the chief impact as we work our way through this very challenging day?
So far, we're seeing a lot of impact coming out of the south, with a lot of news that roads have been flooded, houses are knocked over, and people are seeing a lot of flooding and a lot of damage to their houses, to their roads, to schools, to all the infrastructure down in the south.
The infrastructure that I saw yesterday that seemed to be affected was the major bridge between Port-au-Prince and the other part of the country, the south part of the country. What's the status of that?
Yeah, it's still affected, and we're trying to get more information about the situation is because, of course, that what that means is that we'll have trouble getting emergency materials to the people who are in that part of the country, which is one of the worst affected parts of the country.
Over the next 24 hours, do you expect flights to happen to see the damage and to possibly get supplies to people who need it?
There are some emergency flights going from the UN today to be able to take an initial amount of materials. For us, we're going to keep looking to see how we can get there by road and keep trying to find alternate routes and see what we can do to get there, because it's at this point critical that people start getting emergency materials.
One humanitarian assessment that I saw is that much of the population, like nearly everyone in Haiti, has been displaced at this point. Is that your view?
I wouldn't say so, no. I think there are a lot of people who have been displaced in the south. There's a lot of serious flooding in the south. And I think in Port-au-Prince as well, there's quite a number of people who have gone to shelters to seek emergency support, especially people living in densely populated urban areas. But on the whole, many areas of Haiti were only lightly affected. So for the whole country, I think that would not be the case.
Well, that's good news in any case. Laura Sewell, hold on there for just a moment. Laura Sewell is Assistant Country Director for CARE, an aid organization based in Atlanta. You're all familiar with CARE. Also on the line is Nathalie Jolivert, who's a Haitian architectural designer living in New York. As you get the reports, what do you see are the architectural challenges and the challenges for shelter and infrastructure for the people of Haiti?
I think right now the biggest infrastructural problem is dealing with things like the bridges and also the road infrastructure, which is something that Haiti struggles with as long-term projects in terms of public institutions like shelters and such. Usually, and even in a lot of different countries, schools and hospitals tend to be places where people get shelters. And so to learn that schools are also affected is an issue. I think that in terms of the South being affected, it's probably going to be more of an infrastructural problem. And I'm glad to know that there weren't as many deaths, you know. So,
personally, what was the major concern for you regarding all of this over the last 2 days? It must have been traumatic.
Yes, it was pretty traumatic for me, especially since knowing that the lines could have been cut off and the news were really dramatic coming from the weather channels and, you know, like the news in general about what the effect might be and the fact that we're not really prepared with our infrastructures in Haiti. So I was really in touch with my friends and family. And thankfully, the communication kept going. Yeah, the lines were not cut off. The internet was working fairly well. Overall, the mood was that of fear and fear that things like the response that happened, the earthquake, wouldn't also happen post-hurricane.
Laura Sewell in Port-au-Prince, the issues with cholera that followed the earthquake were getting under control as far as the government is concerned. Is there a fear that that outbreak might be set back, that that we could have issues over the next week or two that could restore that epidemic?
Actually, cholera has remained a problem since 2010, and we haven't really seen much of a decline over the past year or so from the cases. Even this year, we were still fighting cholera, and there were still a number of efforts to make sure that we could get that problem under control. As we move forward, we're going to be looking at helping people to rebuild their houses, making sure that people, as they move back into their homes, have water, and also have some way to be able to pick up where they left off with their livelihoods and other things that they may have lost. We're looking at a lot of damage to people's houses, and so that's a huge loss for people in terms of their livelihoods and all their belongings. So we'll be looking to help people cope with some of those effects.
Laura Sewell is Assistant Country Director for CARE. She certainly has her work, and her team has their work cut out for them over the next few days. Laura, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
She spoke with us from Port-au-Prince. Nathalie Jolivert, who do you need to hear from that you haven't heard from yet?
So far, I've heard from most of my friends and my family members, so I'm glad to know that they're okay. And I do have some family members in the South as well, and so I was also happy to know that they're okay. So, yeah, so the news are coming in fairly well from Haiti so far.
Nathalie Jolivert is a Haitian architectural designer living in New York and watching very carefully and with suspense the developments taking place in Haiti. Thanks so much, Nathalie.
Sure. Thank you.